We're joined now by the head coach of the Princeton boys basketball team and Damon Collins. Last night, I was just talking about it with Coach. If you look at the final score, it looked like it was a long and ugly night for the Tigers. But if they can bottle up, and we're talking about this off the air, they can take the first quarter and a half that they had against one of the best teams in the state in Class 2. If they can do that for four quarters, they'd have something. The run to end the game for Milan, I think this is accurate. I saw a tweet from Coach as well, 52-5. We know Milan's good, but as we were talking, Coach, I said, you know, they're good, but the way you played in the first half to the way you played in the second half, boy, it was a tale of two halves, and you sure would like to be able to find a way from the Tiger perspective to take those quarter and a half and play a full game against the Wildcats.
We definitely ran into a wall there a couple minutes to go before halftime, and never found a way to get around it, through it, over it, or anything. Like you said, I think we had a 10-point lead early on, up 19-9 or something, and then up 30-25, and then that was about where it just ended. And I think Milan went on about a 31-0 run, and then ended on, like you said, with that 52-5 run to end the game. It was just kind of a really ugly second half there for us. We had a lot of turnovers, and of course with Milan, you know, those turnovers turn into points real fast.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the first quarter and a half, because that's about as much fun as I've had broadcasting a game that was back and forth. And obviously the gym's into it. You got your team playing well. You know, look like you got to have a chance to knock off an unbeaten team. I thought that everything kind of started in that good stretch of ball, Coach, from Preston. I thought that was about as aggressive in the first quarter. I've seen Preston take the ball to the hoop. He was into it.
Yeah, he was going to the hole strong and finishing. You know, we were able to get some transition buckets early in the game. And like I said, we came out. I think the best thing with our good start is we got that lead because we were outplaying them. It wasn't really just because we came out hot and shot really well, because actually we didn't hit a lot of outside shots or at all, really. But like I said, after that, we got to find a way to sustain that, though we kind of wore down a little bit.
That was more dramatic last night, but the storyline was very similar to what you did at Milan. You had a lead after one quarter at Milan. They caught you, and then they beat you in the second half. It wasn't as, you know, dominating the second half, but the storylines against them, they've been similar. Have you been able to find any other than the fact that it was kind of the same, just anything to work? If you do see Milan next week, that you feel like this would be a key for us to put four quarters together?
Yeah. First of all, we either got to find a way to slow them down, or we're going to have to score about 20 points a quarter, because they're pretty consistent at scoring about 20 points a quarter there, and ending, you know, just under 80 points. But we definitely have to get a lot better with the half-court trap. You know, that really hurt us last night. You know, not saying we haven't ever seen that before. It wasn't our first time playing Milan, but, you know, taking that game at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we didn't get a chance to work on that. I think, you know, that can help us out a lot if we get a chance to see them again next week. But we definitely have a lot of work to do between now and then if we want to have a shot at them.
Yeah, you got yourself onto a good roll. And this is what I was kind of talking about, you know, with the way that you started last night, is that your team was very impressive Saturday over at Bethany with a 67-39 victory over King City. And you were able to take a little bit of that momentum, it looks like, into that first quarter.
Yeah, you know, we definitely were. You know, haven't had a lot of practices lately, or any, you know, gym time a lot. You know, a lot, same with the other teams. And I think, you know, the guys are just excited to, one, just to be in the gym and with each other, and two, to be playing another opponent. You know, so I think that really helped out Saturday, and like I said, carried over to last night. But then, you know, we just kind of wore out.
What went well Saturday, Coach? 67-39 win over King City. I think their go-to guy is Colin Breckenridge. I think he got his points, but overall, your depth was just better than what the Wildcats had, right?
Yeah, I think we slowed him down a lot early, and you know, we obviously keyed on him, and you know, I think he got several of his points a little bit later in the game. You know, which was kind of our key, but we were able to get some pressure on them, force some turnovers, and you know, get some transition buckets was a big key for us.
So you play King City again tonight. What's the biggest challenge in playing somebody twice within a week?
You know, obviously they're going to know what our game plan was with them last time. You know, we'll adjust some things. And then, you know, another big difference is instead of being on a neutral court, we're going to be at their place tonight. You know, that usually, you know, sometimes that can be a 10-point swing right there.
Yeah, especially, you know, the thing with Milan is Milan's deep and they play fast and they wear teams down. I'm sure that's a part of it, especially with not a lot of practice time. So, you know, the legs might be a little bit weary for King City tonight, too. I'm sure that's something that you'll have your eye on for four quarters.
Typically, you know, we're kind of a team that is able to wear down other teams. But like I said, Milan kind of wore us down a little bit. We were missing one starter last night. Was out sick. I don't know if one guy is gonna. He's definitely not gonna make up that big a difference, and may save a little bit of legs. But having these games here, game after game, legs are gonna be a big, big part of it.
So I remember, obviously, watch you play at Brookfield, watch you play at NCMC, back 5-6 years ago when you were on the floor. Ryan Dabney, he's a little bit different, but he reminds me a lot of your game from back at Brookfield, Coach. So I'm sure you can kind of speak to this. What makes Ryan so good from that 5 feet and into the basket?
Well, number one, he can finish with both hands, is a big key. And he also hurts a lot of teams on the rebounds. He has a knack, see where the ball is going to go. And not only that, but he hits the boards every time, so you have to box him out consistently every single time, or, a guy driving in, getting a layup, and you have help come over to try to block it, Ryan's probably going to come up with that board and put it back in.
Yeah, and that's the thing that impresses me about him, too, is it just if that ball's in the air, if it's around him, he usually grabs onto it, and it's usually back in the hoop. So as far as next week goes, Coach, and there is a game against Pattonsburg on Friday. If the weather holds up decently well, we'll see what happens with that. Pattonsburg's schedule will be at Princeton on Friday. So let's look at districts next week. Best case scenario, that Milan's going to be the one seed, and there's a lot of balance between, say, the two and the six seeds, and you got the two seed. That's kind of best case scenario for your team next week.
Definitely. Obviously, main thing, you want to be on the opposite side of the bracket as Milan. We were able to pull off the two seed and have Marceline in the first round.
Yeah, Marceline, the team that's, I saw them early against Trenton. I saw them at Holiday Hoops. They've had their struggles this year, but, they'll go back to what I say all the time about district play. Districts are kind of strange because you get yourself into a 2-7 matchup. Say Marceline comes out and they have a lead after one quarter. Some pressure shifts to Princeton because you're the two seed. It's just a whole different animal in districts. And I feel like in that game Monday night, that getting off to a good start is going to be important for your side.
I think definitely, like you said, with districts, where it's win and go on and lose and go home, it can definitely add some pressure to players, because you don't perform in that game, you don't necessarily get another chance.
Yeah, we got triple header coverage on KTTN on Monday. Have the Milan boys game against Schuyler County at 4:30. Then it's a Princeton-Marceline doubleheader. Girls will be a 5:45 and the boys at 7. That's over at Schuyler County High School north of Kirksville at Queen City, Missouri. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck with the games coming up over the next two nights. We'll see you Monday over at Schuyler.
Thank you. As always, we appreciate the coverage.